and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
This morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Friday, the 25th of August, 2023, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. Now, I'm a little bit rushed this morning. I had to go into a Gnep tree on a little stealth mission. I will remind you all, you have to bathe before you go on a stealth mission. So the raccoons don't smell you up in the tree while you're trying to thief their fruit. And then, of course, I had to rush to the studio. And I say all of this to say good morning and to my Gnep winner. Your Gneps are waiting patiently for you at the Guardian front desk this morning. It's a Sports Friday with Eric Sawyer III. We await his arrival. Today we are talking world championships. We're talking FIBA basketball. We're talking local sports. We're talking a little NFL as well. And then we're going to look in today's papers. I started with a bit of housekeeping for our Sand Dollar Live read. Today, Friday the 25th of August, central bank representatives will be giving out sand dollars at Solomon Supercenter. Show your sand dollar enabled digital wallet at the door and receive $20. Spend $18 or more in sand dollars at the register and get $5 back when you leave the store. This offer is limited to the first 100 customers to show their sand dollar enabled wallet at each location. One top up per person, so as many people as possible can experience the sand dollar. For more details, visit any of the sand dollar social media pages or call 302-9880. That's 302-9880. And for our Grand Bahama people, Freeport, the Sand Dollar team is on the way. Experience the digital Bahamian dollar at Sawyer's Fresh Market, Oak Street, on Friday, August the 25th, from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. And at the Raven Mall on Saturday, August 26th, from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Come out, learn more about the central bank's digital currency and sand dollar top-ups on us. Sand dollar is on the move. Like I said, just a little bit of housekeeping before we get the show started. There is a proclamation today by the government. It's very interesting, and I really, really want to read it. I'm going to read the whole thing very quickly. For today is officially declared or proclaimed Bishop Helen McPhee Day. Whereas Bishop Helen McPhee was born on the 11th of April, 1947 in Port Howe, Cat Island, the Bahamas. And whereas in 1976, along they organized Faith Baptist Church, and later Bishop McPhee saw the need for change when she started Agape Church, the church where God's love is real, in 1995, and was inducted as pastor in 1996. And whereas throughout the years, Bishop McPhee has been described as one of the most influential female pastors in the Bahamas and is regarded as a trailblazer for women, she was consecrated as the first female bishop in the Bahamas province of the Global United Fellowship in 2016 and has served in numerous organizations nationally and internationally, including the Bahamas National Baptist Missionary and Educational Convention, the Full Gospel Baptist Church Fellowship International as Director of Women's Affairs, Bahamas Region, International Elder and Overseer, the Executive Assistant to the Provincial Global Leader of the Bahamas and Provincial Leader of the Global United Fellowship Bahamas Province. And as of the 1st of August 2022, she was appointed as the Mother of the Fellowship for the Global United Fellowship International. And whereas the decades of spiritual leadership has made Bishop McPhee a trailblazer for women as a dynamic, prolific, and powerful teacher, motivator, mentor, and counselor throughout the Bahamas, the Caribbean, the United States, Africa, Israel, and Haiti. Now, therefore, I, Philip E. Davis, Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, do hereby proclaim Friday the 25th of August, 2023, as Bishop Helen McPhee Day. Congratulations, Madam. Oh, how important it is to give people their flowers while they can still hold them, smell them, and replant them, and dedicate them to the future. What a wonderful time. Good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. So while we wait for Mr. Sawyer, I'm going to read through some local news stories, and then we're going to get on to the World Championships. Boy, don't we going to get to that text? Are we going to get to that? You know, FIBA, NBA, that's Mr. Sawyer's favorite, one of his favorite subjects. I'm going to give him some time. So let's start with this. Let's start with the numbers to call. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720. Toll free number for people in the Bahamas, but not in New Providence. Try, if you're having difficulty, add the one, take off the one, keep trying until you get through. Text line, powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. First story of the day, warm welcome home. Swimmers bring home 129 medals, 55 gold from the Goodwill Games. Prime Minister Philip Davis said Bahamas Aquatics can be assured of the Bahamas government's support as they continue to excel in the Goodwill Games, as they have done in Corifta swimming. Davis's comments came yesterday as he and other government officials welcomed home the 40-member team that won the Goodwill Games for the first time over the weekend in Kingston, Jamaica, following on the heels of the island nation's fifth straight title in April in Curaçao. Team Bahamas, which made the trip on a chartered Bahamas Air flight, collected a total of 129 medals, 55 gold, 45 silver, and 29 bronze, well ahead of Barbados, who was second with 23 gold, 16 silver, and 18 bronze for 57 medals. At this event, the Bahamas produced over 20 records. Over 20 records at this event. And as we prepare to host Corifta 2024 in the Bahamas, we're carving out an awesome path to another victory. I want to say, I actually knocked on wood. I'm saying I don't need to, because I think at this point we have a solid, solid swimming program. Our next step, though, I think, is to figure out how do we propel these athletes that are excelling regionally, we conquering regionally, how do we propel these athletes to the top of the field at the Olympics, at the World Championships? What resources do we at home need to put in place? What are the training facilities and regimens that these athletes need to have access to be able to maximize their potential? I want to say potential, but I have to say talent, because they have shown us what their potential and talent is. All right, another quick story. 242 Ballers Blue win the Caribbean Hoop Fest tournament. Caribbean Hoop Fest was an incredibly exciting and entertaining event in New Providence over the weekend. It was wonderful to see teams from New York City appreciating the high-level competition and enjoying their time in the Bahamas. The ultimate winner of the tournament was 242 Ballers Blue, a team from Nassau. The championship game was a thrilling matchup between Archbishop Molly from NYC and 242 Ballers Blue. In the end, 242 Ballers Blue took control and secured a commanding lead, winning by 6 points, 78-72. Okay, after just these two stories, right? I wonder if we were too hasty to make sloop sailing the national sport. So we got world-class swimmers, and we continue to prove not only do we have world-class basketball players and baseball players, but we have solid, entrenched training regimens, facilities, culture, right? We're farming these athletes, being surprised by talent as it pops up in events. We are building that talent, we're generating that talent. It's a wonderful time to be alive. All right, another story. Charifta Triathlon set for this weekend. The Bahamas is set to host the 2023 Charifta Triathlon and Aquathlon at Goodman's Bay this Saturday and Sunday. The Bahamas has selected two strong teams to represent the country. The other countries that will be participating are Bermuda, Barbados, Jamaica, Aruba, Puerto Rico, Trinidad and Tobago, Grenada and Antigua, and Barbuda. Teams have already started arriving. Action gets underway on Saturday, with the triathlon starting at 7:30 a.m. and on Sunday, the aquathlon will be 7:30 a.m. The athletes will be competing in the 11 to 12 category, 13 to 15 category, 16 to 19 category, and 20 to 21 category. These are all age groups, which are divided into boys and girls. We say congratulations to all of the athletes that are participating. There was a very long list of names. You can go to the Guardian, yesterday's paper, 24th of August, to read that story. I want to say the name, the young athlete that I've been following, Lonnie Duncombe, is in this event. And I'm glad to see that he is able to achieve his goals, because this is exactly where he said he wanted to be. Another quick story. NFL flag Bahamas in search of more coaches and officials. This is from the Nassau Tribune, 3rd of August. National Football League Flag Bahamas continues to make preparations ahead of the flag football season, this time hosting and officiating and coaching clinic next month. Dear Tribune writers, you're causing me to feel like I have Ganep in my mouth. Tighten up on the editing just a little bit. Let me read that sentence. I thought that's why you was late, Mr. Sawyer.
I mean, I heard you talking about it, so I went downstairs asking about it.
You didn't get any?
No, they said it was for somebody. I thought somebody was me.
They play in hide and seek with the Ganep, so, Mr. Sawyer. I can't believe they didn't give you no Ganep.
Man.
Anyway, dear Ganep winner, as you could see, we holding on to your Ganep to make sure they're safe. Please don't forget to come and pick them up today.
Yeah, the receptionist told me no, I couldn't have it.
Because if you don't get here by 5 o'clock, the receptionist have to take them home with, oh.
And it's a Friday.
Yeah.
That's like getting locked up.
Yeah, I don't think you ain't see them.
Till Monday.
I don't know if you can see them on Monday neither.
You know what I mean?
But please don't wait.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. It's Mr. Eric Sawyer III joining me once again. Don't worry, we haven't gotten to basketball or football news.
I heard
yet.
I was listening on the way, yeah.
Good, good. But I know this is a story you're interested in. NFL flag Bahamas in search of more coaches and officials. NFL Flag Bahamas continues to make preparations ahead of the flag football season, this time hosting and officiating a coaching clinic next month. This event will get underway from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. on September the 7th at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium. Persons can expect to learn The rules of NFL flag football under the tutelage of the director of officiating at RCX Sports, Tom Leneve.
So they're learning the right thing.
Absolutely. I mean, this is training the trainers, right? Like, this is an opportunity beyond anything that you've seen before, because this can prepare you not just to be a coach or an official in the Bahamas, but anywhere there is a flag league.
Anywhere they need you.
Yes, that awesome opportunity. Let me get back. Chris Prudhomme, president of the NFL Flag, talked about what potential participants can gain through the NFL Flag Bahamas coaching and officiating clinic. Participants can expect to learn important personal and professional skills that will help them on and off the field. Skills such as knowledge of the rules, mechanics, health and fitness, and character development.
Oh, see, that health and fitness, that's a big deal there.
Mm-hmm.
Most referees, people don't understand, referees in shape, you know.
Yeah.
Because if the quarterback decides he can launch a 50-yard ball, you got to be down there to see if there's pass interference before the ball even gets there.
Absolutely. You have to place yourself advantageously
you
on the field.
Of the ball.
You got to have great spatial awareness.
Yeah.
I saw a clip this week, Mr. Sawyer, where the referee got tackled.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But trust me, some referees get hit right in the face with the ball, you know, like the umpire right on top of where you hike the ball.
Yeah.
Sometimes he gets hit right in the face if there's a crossing pattern and the receiver crosses right behind the referee.
Yeah.
And the quarterback throws the ball because a quarterback really ain't designed to see the referee. He's designed to see his players.
Right. Absolutely.
You see, and sometimes that window is right there, but the referee, unfortunately, sometimes right in the way.
And he may be watching defenders and receivers.
Right. For he making sure he watching for holding, so he don't even see the quarterback ahead.
Absolutely. That is a high skill position.
Right in your head.
Yeah. What commentator team, sir? I felt that before. That happened to me.
Yeah.
I had a flashback just now. The course is open to persons over the age of 18 with a passion, understanding, and love for the game of flag football. Individuals that are interested in becoming a coach or referee for the first Caribbean country to join the NFL flag can use the registration link.
Blah, 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 blah.
Right.
Blah, blah.
So you're going to go to Wednesday's Tribune for that information, for the registration link. Before attending the clinic on September the 7th, you're advised to attend the NFL Flag Rules Zoom call on August the 29th or August the 31st. Again, the Bahamas will be the first Caribbean nation to come on board. And this is a part of our Sporting Paradise platform.
Man, listen to me, man. I mean, we got NFL flag here. We doing rowing here, not rowing, rowing here. We got drone racing going on here.
This is what I'm saying. And
we utilizing every aspect of our country.
We had water sport competition. We had jet ski performance and competition.
Yes. Just across the board, and we have it, man. Beach soccer, beach volleyball.
It's a perfect
beach football and all.
It's a perfect model to show how we don't necessarily need to move away from tourism.
No.
We need to take control of our tourism product and diversify it and expand it, and then concentrate on the auxiliary and support services and jobs that can come along with expanding said platform.
It's there because, I mean, look at this. Like, they need referees. I'm sure they pay in something.
Yeah. And guess what?
Sure, they paying something.
Let me tell you what hotels are awesome for. Lucius to compete in World Esports Championship.
Yes.
Right? For a second consecutive year, Jonathan Lucius will be competing at the International Esports Federation's World Esports Championship that gets underway in Romania on August the 24th and ends on September 4th. So that was yesterday. It got started. Lucius is already in Romania, along with Tyler Gordon, Vice President of Tournaments and Events for Bahamas Esports Federation. Lucius will be competing in the Tekken 7 portion of the championship.
Actually, I remember when Tekken 1 did come out, you know.
Gadugan!
Man, like Tekken 1, wow, with Yoshimitsu.
You know how I improve my Rowan skills? When I Rowan you, I just throw in them thing from video game.
Hadouken.
You be Rowan, and all of a sudden, I just say, finish him!
Sonic boom.
Right? And then everybody look at me, and he roll out because he was married, and that gave him flashbacks. And the last time he lost a row, I said, finish him.
Boy, were you? You know what? Never mind.
So on, gets underway on Friday for Lucius with a match against Norway at 7 a.m. So I think he's already played. We await the results. He will then play against Iraq at 7:40 a.m. 1 hour later, he's playing Vietnam. Then end of the first day, he plays against Greece.
Okay, so that's a regular day of playing game.
Yeah, man. Four.
Yeah, man, you play your boys.
Four tournament, yeah.
Yeah, they're probably best of three, best of five, something along those lines.
This is a really interesting tournament. Panel discussions also taking place on the future of esports and the gaming industry, featuring global industry leaders. The IESF general meeting includes voting for new members and statute changes will be conducted among participating countries.
Yeah, man, statute change. Like, you need to make sure you have yourself a comfortable chair with a headrest to play in. You know, need to have a cup holder.
Oh, these are the rules of the game.
Maybe like an extra long straw so I don't even have to bend my neck to drink something out of my cup.
These are the considerations.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm saying, it sounds tongue-in-cheek, like I was going to say that, but they're professional athletes.
That's what it is. I need to be as comfortable as possible.
The only thing I want to say is BESF. Next time, someone from the Ministry of Tourism and someone from the hotel board with you so that they can also engage in the discourse about bringing the championships.
Because that's nothing to have that in the ballroom here.
And that when we talk about mega resorts, that's what mega resorts are for.
They could take two of the ballrooms in Atlanta, so, oh, man, that's it.
Like, absolutely.
Just take two of them and set up a couple of TV and rope it off with some curtains to make sure everybody is separate and apart, you know, and most of the gamers play with headphones on anyway.
Right, so you're not going to interfere with them.
Right, you ain't going to interfere, and they ain't going to hear you know-how.
Absolutely. I mean, this is something that should have been here from last year.
Yeah, man. A couple of drop cords, a couple of surge protectors, but we in it to win it.
I'm telling you, this is an awesome opportunity. Bahamas, congratulations, Lucius. You got the whole country behind you, especially to all us little children who did get row for playing video game.
Exactly.
When we was younger. All right, one more.
Pay you no money. You need to go to school to be a doctor, lawyer, Indian chief. No, my man, I'm going to stay here. I'm going to go to college. You know, they actually have degrees now that you could learn to be a professional gamer. Just sit down and play game with your joystick and your console. They hone your fine motor skills as to how to use your thumbs correctly and your index fingers, depending on the console that you have. Like, this is an actual college degree now.
Yeah, man, because the similarity between video games and simulators.
And that's where they try to take it. Like, after that, like, those who become the best of the best and born to, they come and refuse
you get
to become
scouted.
A drone pilot.
Absolutely.
Sometimes for the U.S. Army, sometimes for the Navy, sometimes for both.
Royal Bahamas Defense Force.
CIA, FBI, you never know who can come and scout you.
Yeah, look at Royal Bahamas Defense Force. Look how y'all going to have to launch a drone team. Y'all start working on it, get into these drone competitions.
And these kids be like 11, you know.
Yeah. Hurry up. It's a little late.
They were like, you 28, 29. Yeah. Like, these kids start from very young.
But it's a way to shift the culture, to incentivize the people you want to employ these policies, right? It's the new way of doing things.
Yeah,
get them involved. Anyway, it'd be awesome. I'd love to go see the Royal Bahamas Defense Force compete in a regional global drone competition. I'd love it.
Yeah. Yeah,
I would love it. All right. Another quick story. BCF, that's the Bahamas Chess Federation, has four major tournaments remaining in the year. First up on the calendar is the New Providence Open, September 23rd through 24th, starting at 9 a.m. on Saturday and 10 a.m. on that Sunday. The entry fee for the tournament is $20. Second prize, $100. Third prize, $50. Next up is the BCF Fall Classic. Fourth qualifier for the 2024 BCF National Championships. That'll be October 14th through 15th. The BCF Junior Championships will be November 4th through 5th. And the Bahamas Blitz Battle will be on December 16th. And that'll close out the Chess Federation's tournaments for the year. Producer, let's go to a break. When we get back from the break, play that song. I want Mr. Sawyer to hear that song. It's a young Bahamian hip-hop artist. R&B artist, new soul, fusion artist named Giovanni. You know that song, boy? Hey, 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 hey.
Yeah.
That's him.
Well, that's him.
Right? This place international. Anyway, he wrote a song. I don't know when he wrote it, but he wrote it for us in the men's national basketball team. When we come back from the break.
Cry babies from Argentina. But Ginobili done retire.
It's playing right now, and I hope it'll play again from the break. But when you all hear it, listen to the chorus. This is Sunset by Giovanni.
Space, so shy. Were you capping when you said you were an animal? Girl, forget it, we'll stay young. Hitting this road just last night, dumb. Out of these trips, we're all so far. Better tell your mama you'll be safe, not home. Touch your body, cut your phone. Stare in my eyes, so we hug all alone. Loving our lives in these dark times. Nobody needs to know our vibe. Cause they was out on Twitter spouting nonsense. They was on the ground just hating on us. They was on the record jealous.
Girl, Bala boy in his phone. What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bala hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want find anybody quick, after something happen, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it'll go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows it's you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried it the other day, and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick around the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Okay, school bag, books, pencils, uniform, oh Lord. And I gotta buy snacks too?
Just lay it on the line.
The Guardian Media Group and AML Foods want to help families in need with our first ever Back to School Snackathon. Well, we want to help by assisting in donating school snacks to children that may need them as they head back to school this year. To be a part of our snackathon, all you have to do is shop at your favorite Solomon Superstore or Fresh Market. At the store, you can donate your pre-existing loyalty points, or you can donate cash directly at the register. Every single penny will go towards purchasing snacks that will be donated for distribution by the Bahamas Feeding Network and Hands for Hunger. Together, we can ensure that every child that opens their backpack this year will have a snack and a smile.
Get involved, get involved.
Good morning. That's right, Kermit. I forgot. This is in celebration time. I mean, not like that. It's not time for me to celebrate us. It's time for us
to celebrate them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But that song came right in time.
Yeah, they're jealous, man.
Yeah. And I want to say to the army, look at that. Let's just play that. Anytime they come at us, just play this song. Play the chorus. So let's get right to that news, Mr. Sawyer. I got a text here that says, great show as usual. Green, you ain't see one basketball player said how Eric Gordon could play for the Bahamas and he played for the U.S. team last time. Tell that player for me to politely. I can't say that text. It's not a bad thing, but it's still, I can't say it.
Yeah.
Like
KMA.
No, he wants me to say stop liking man.
Oh, okay.
Far milder than the other thing that we're telling people, don't say international.
Far milder, yeah.
Right? We still don't want promote
even
that.
Even Buddy said it. Buddy said it after the Argentinian player had something to say. What did he say, Buddy?
Yeah.
Buddy, hello, LC, I see, Buddy.
Buddy, you don't have to do that.
Wait, listen, he don't care. Remember, he was already fined $25,000 for raising his middle finger at his own boy.
Yeah.
So, but you think Buddy care?
I guess when you have that amount of money, it ain't like me. Mm-hmm. You ain't got no money.
Listen, $25 is like my soul.
That's what I'm saying. So $25,000. It's a matter of perspective.
Yeah.
and to the Argentinian team and to all of the larger teams who are concerned, because guess what? Word is out that maybe the Mobley brothers.
Maybe the Mobley brothers
are coming. Isaiah and Evan.
Mm-hmm. Isaiah and Evan. Right. Clay.
Potentially.
Clay is trying to come, but I mean, the U.S. trying to desperately hold on to him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, bro, y'all have Curry. Give us Clay. We call it even.
This is a lesson in equality versus equity, right? I could appreciate the Argentinian team being upset. Take a look at the U.S.
It's the first time they ain't gonna make the World Cup since 2000.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I could appreciate that, mm-hmm. right? But we are not, we're not just a small country. We are a tiny country.
Tiny, and we growing, man. Hey, we fighting, we clawing.
Right. We minuscule compared to you and the resources that you have.
See, in 2 years, y'all hone your team better than that, because, I mean, dominating.
Yeah.
Carry on, but, you know, 17, 18 rebounds. Hopefully, like we said in one or two of the comments, this transposes now to his life in the NBA. You know, hopefully he had himself a summer whereby, you know, he honed his talents when it comes to making sure he in place to rebound just as well as he did during the tournament.
Yeah.
Because he had some monster games, man. Monster games.
Will Ayton and Gordon having this time together be the catalyst for Ayton and for the entire Phoenix Suns team?
Well, I mean, if they have to run a two-man game, you know, but they're quite familiar with each other now.
Yeah.
But the team in Phoenix is comprised of Bradley Beal, Kevin Durant, Devin Booker. And now you have a forward option now in DeAndre Ayton.
Yeah.
So I truly believe he'll be more of a cleanup man down below unless he is picked up by a smaller guard or a smaller forward on a switch.
And then he could just push through
then
to the rim.
Just push through and get to the rim, you know, making it easy, you know, just give everybody, you know, a playoff.
See, guys, I feel like if Ayton could engender confidence in Gordon, that the other players on the Suns, if they could feel that confidence and the trust that Gordon has in Ayton, that'll compel them to relax.
Right, because Gordon is a known and respected
solid foundational NBA player.
And he's a veteran now. So, you know, he goes in there, tells Devin Booker, hey, listen, give your boy a real run, man.
Yeah.
Give him some passes for true. Don't just dump the ball in because you want to take a playoff and you need to catch your breath. Really, let's run plays for him for true. I saw him at FIBA, did pretty well.
That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah.
Because most of this, I think, is just chemistry.
Even if we get him started early. See, that's what Kobe and Shaq did, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Phil Jackson did that. You get Shaq started early. Make sure he gets 8 of the first 12 points for the team. 8, 9 of the first 15.
Yeah.
Once Shaq is going, then you're going to have to now start to respect what he's doing in the lane, double team.
And shift up your defense and open up
and
opportunities
Kobe
for other players.
And Derek Fisher.
But with the lineup
now have open shots. And with the lineup that the Suns have,
that can be difficult.
That'll be deadly if you actually want double DeAndre and now you leave Devin Booker, Bradley Beal, and Kevin Durant open.
But that relies on trust, right?
Yeah.
That relies on chemistry between the team, trusting Ayton that he can read the court.
But wait, he better learn quick, because if he don't read the court quick.
So tell us, in our road to the Olympics now, we got to win the next two games?
We do. Not a problem. We might have the Mobley brothers here sooner rather than later, and Clay ultimately at the end.
All right. So listen, audience, by next week, I can have the list of all the rosters. We talk about all the NBA players, but I want to highlight the European and Asian players as well, who, first of all, brought the team to this point where the NBA players could sort of take over, per se.
And people were asking, who's the coach for the Bahamas team? Little white guy. He's the assistant coach for the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And so we say to Argentina, look at that. When you're big and mighty, don't be afraid of sharing your talents, even with those you competing against. Don't be afraid.
We didn't have a problem getting beat for all these years. He's getting beat like a goatskin drum on Rawson Square Christmas morning.
Even with all the talent, proven talent we have.
All the proven talent we have. Yeah, man. Y'all fellas were organized, but that was one of the most organized series of basketball I've seen for the Bahamas in a very long time. Like, we played organized ball. Good spacing, good cutting. Everybody was encouraging. Nobody finger pointing and blaming.
Yeah.
Everybody spoke highly of everybody.
Yeah.
No matter if your game wasn't spot on that night. Because Buddy's game, the last game against Argentina, he wasn't spot on, you know. Buddy gave Eric Gordon the last shot.
Yeah.
Buddy known for 3-pointers, but he gave it to Eric Gordon at the hot hand.
That's why he
hit two straight.
Of all of the players, Buddy has continued to show himself to be a leader.
Team player.
Understanding it is more than just me.
Right.
And this is an opportunity for us to shine, exactly. Not for me to shine.
Yeah, man, I already have the most money on the whole team. Come on, man, everybody, let's just play ball.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. So the next level of the tournament, well, the FIBA Olympic qualifying tournaments are set for July 2nd and 7th, 2024. And the basketball competition at the 2024 Olympics will be July 27 to August 11, 2024.
So our next time to book get out, together.
Yeah. Book out those dates, Bahamas. The whole country, we got a party to go to.
We behind you.
The whole country. I want you all to understand this. When you all watched the World Cup earlier this year, Men's World Cup, and they showed the footage of spectators in the home countries across the world, and I think it was Italy, they lit up the town for minutes and minutes and minutes. All you could hear is, straight across the town. That's what we need. We need the whole of Ortec to jump up and say, what is happening in the Bahamas? Why is there all of this noise?
Well, now that we're finally making some noise, some Bahamians are paying attention. Because, you know, Bahamians love a winner.
Yeah.
We ain't really too much checking for your time of practice.
And preparation.
But boy, if you can win, we there for you.
Yeah. They are winners already, Bahamas. Let's do it like we do it. They make it to the Olympics, so we are the winners of the Olympics. That's for us. I got an interesting text here. It says, Clay better don't eat no conch with mayonnaise, because that will be it for him. I want to say this.
Conch with mayonnaise is always good for the soul. It's good.
You know, I know. Nobody's dissing conch with mayonnaise at all. Man, what I was about to say is,
man, I don't even eat conch any other way.
Our brothers and sisters who've been in the North for a little while. You got to bring them back.
Yeah.
Get them some Bahamian.
Come on, get them something. Get them everything conch. Conch salad, conch stew, conch chowder, crock conch.
Yeah.
Conch fritters.
Keep going.
Scotch conch.
Conch quiche.
Conch and rice.
Conch patty. Conch sauce.
Conch on the horn.
Stew conch. Scorch conch.
Scorch conch with extra onions. Extra tomatoes.
Everything conch. Everything conch. Producer, I see we got a light flash in there. I don't know if it is a caller or they're gone. All right, just a highlight for Women's World Cup weekend. Mm-hmm. Spain, world champions, 2023.
Congratulations.
Spain versus England, 1-0. Third place match between Sweden and Australia. Sweden beat Australia 2-0. Good game.
Good game. Riveting.
It was actually riveting, you know.
That's a joke I crack with my boy who lives in the UK.
Yeah.
He working over there now. He's from here.
Yeah.
You know, and
was he over?
He likes to say that soccer's so great, you know, now that he's over there. I said, the only thing you like about it really is that you could drink pints and pints of beer.
Listen, it's the like sports this, culture. It's like this, you got to watch soccer with soccer fans. It's like football. It's like the same thing.
They take off of work early to go to the pubs.
You could get off work early. Mm-hmm. You write a letter to your boss and say, listen, my child is dying. She went to the Make-A-Wish Foundation and told them, my wish is that my daddy get off work today to go watch the soccer game.
Watch a soccer game.
You go.
And they go. And they pile up the pubs like 4:30 for a 5 o'clock game.
Right.
And that's it.
This is an important part of the conversation. If we're going to make the Bahamas a sports tourism center, that's what we have to provide as a part of the atmosphere. That's the all island developing state producing this product.
We have a lot of Bahamian T-shirts and whatnot now anyway.
Right.
Like just, you know, like if we were to say right now, hey, we have a National Pride Day for August, every Bahamian have at least one Bahari shirt.
One something.
One sun t-shirt.
Yeah.
One shirt from the straw market. We got shirts, so. But it's nothing to put that together.
Yeah, just put on something Bahamian and come out, right?
Bahamian and come out.
But it's about...
Come out to the bars, come out to the fry. And we're going to have a national watch of the game on the fort.
Yeah.
You know?
We have come watch parties all over New Providence, Family Islands.
Yeah.
And y'all be surprised. People will come Listen, I going to the Bahamas.
Michael Jackson died, you know. And we had a bear fest for Michael Jackson here. Okay?
I'm so glad I didn't know. I may have come.
It is. I went. But any reason for Bahamians to get together and dangle? Oh, yeah. We for that.
Good morning, caller. You are on the clock. Morning, caller. I miss you. Producer, let's go to the next call. Good morning, caller.
I was trying to reach Guardian Radio.
You have reached on the clock with Aaron Green. And now that you've reached me, can you name one of our men's national basketball team players?
Yeah, I can name several, but I'm a bit biased, so I'll name my son, Jerron Keno Burrows.
Oh, yeah? It
appears as if you reached the right, phone number, sir. Good morning.
He had himself a good time leading the Junkanoo chant in the locker room.
Yes, yes. Good morning.
Good morning.
So I just wanted to clarify. I know your guess and the exuberance. We're already picking the team for the Olympic, the next round of Olympic qualifiers.
Okay.
So the FIBA rules, I know a lot of people are saying, oh, wait till we add Clay and this one and the Mobley boys.
Yeah.
So just to clarify it, under FIBA rules, only a national team can only add one naturalized player to their roster.
Okay.
Okay? And, a naturalized player is a player who is born outside of the Bahamas, in our case.
Okay.
But has some bloodline to the country, like Eric Gordon. Thompson, we won't be able to have Eric Gordon.
Okay.
In a nutshell.
I got you.
Wow.
But listen.
Okay, so I know a lot of Bahamians say, wait till... And see, I think FIBA did that deliberately because... They, they want to level the playing field, but they want to keep it as authentic as possible. They want the players who are representing that country
to be
primarily
be
living in that country or be citizens of that country.
Yeah.
And if they're not, at least one of them, the one who they're allowing to do it, should have some bloodline.
Okay.
So that's one point. The second point I wanted to make is that I know everybody are raving about the NBA players, and of course, the success we had in Argentina was greatly enhanced by the NBA players. Okay, it's probably a result of the NBA players. But it's important for Bahamians to appreciate that there are other guys that represent, other Bahamians that represent the national team outside of the summer when the NBA players are available. And that, give a lot of sacrifice and make a lot of contributions. For instance, last year we had games against Panama in November. And if you know, most of the top college players and NBA players are not able to participate outside of the summer months when they're off. Mm-hmm. So we had local guys who play in the night league with a few, like my son, Jerron Keno Burrows and David Nesbitt and a few others that, that still make big contributions. And they won that game against Panama here in the Bahamas. And that contributed greatly for us being invited to participate in that tournament in Argentina. Without that win, we would not have been invited to participate in the tournament.
Yes, sir. Without
because if you remember last year when we had Buddy and Kai on the team, which really improved the team, but we still lost a home game to Venezuela last year, August, at Kendall Isaacs. And then when we went to Argentina, we lost to Argentina last summer.
Yes, sir.
So, we can't discount the value of players like Keno Burrows, Kenton Smith, David Nesbitt, Kadeem Colby, all these guys who've been laboring in the vineyard on the national team for years when the NBA players either did not want to risk playing for the national team because of injuries or, they were just not interested.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so we don't discount the value that the local players or non-NBA players have made to the national team. That's the only point I want to make to Bahamians because I know everybody jumps on the bandwagon and they think we just arrived at the successful stage we did last week. And it's great that they're playing for us because, like I said, these guys are highly paid and a lot of their teams don't really like them going and playing in the summer for the national teams because they risk injuries.
Absolutely.
So we do appreciate that, but we still have to laud the other guys that put in a lot of time and sacrifice. That's my only point. Thank you for airing me out.
No, man,
and,
absolutely.
You know, and 242 to the Royal. I'm proud of their bomb. Proud to be a Bahamian.
Don't go yet. I found I have some notes on me, and I found the names of the players. We've got Dominic Bridgewater, Jerron Keno Burrows, Garvin Clark, Kadeem Colby, Rashad Davis, Sammy Hunter, Danrid Knowles, Lou Rawls, Tum Tum Nairn, that's just my favorite player, Willis Mackey Jr., Franco Miller, Travis Munnings, Kenton Sean, David Nesbitt, A.J. Storr, and Michael Thompson.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Now, interesting story about A.J. Storr is he's also a naturalized player. So if you notice, he was not able to play in Argentina because the team made a choice.
Between him and...
I assume they made a choice to go with,
with Gordon.
Eric, which apparently turned out to be the right choice because, you know, he was big for us in that tournament.
Yeah. But that's not to say that A.J. Storr is not a valuable member
of our team. He is going to, at some point, he's going to be on the national team because he can ball.
Yes.
I watched him in the exhibition games against Kansas. You know, they went to Puerto Rico first to prepare to go to Argentina.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They went to Bonn and to get some workouts in and also play one or two exhibition games. And they did. Lost one and won one against Kansas, which is the number one rated team, preseason team, and the colleges for this year. So he played a very big role, but apparently, you know, when it came right down to it, the team had to make a decision. And I think the coaches and the managers of the team made the right decision. But that's not to discount the talent of A.J. Storr in any way.
Right.
It's just like I said, unfortunately, well, whatever. Happened to be born in the USA. I think his mother or his dad is a Bahamian, but, you know, you only can have one naturalized player.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate you having me. I enjoy your show, and you and your guests have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too. I also want to say good morning to Zane Knowles. He's a Bahamian professional basketball player for CSKA Sofia, a Bulgarian professional basketball club in the NBL in Bulgaria.
Okay.
Yeah, another Bahamian doing big things abroad. He's not on the national team.
Making his money.
Yeah.
But to throw a quick rock as to what was said by Mr. Burrows, I can't resist. I just remembered while I was watching the game amongst friends, I was told that Keno Burrows went to sack.
Okay.
God. For a minute or two. God. Oh, God.
What that gentleman name is?
There are two types of people in the world.
Uncle Lou?
Those that went to sack and those that are glad they never did.
I mean, there's that. Good morning to the entire SAC community this morning. Look how y'all trailblazing.
Let us buzz them up. Let's get them going.
Without a doubt. Look here, we almost out of time, Mr. Sawyer.
Anthony running today, you know?
Yep.
She's running today, 3:40 our time.
3:40 this afternoon?
3:40
Look here, we didn't get to any of our Budapest stories. Let me read the headlines. Here's the follow-up. With this week's stories and in today's paper, Charlton advanced to the 100-meter finals. I think she came. Did she come fourth this morning in today's sports section? I think it's a big story. Antonique Strawn makes it to the 200-meter final. Devin Charlton fourth in finals. She came fourth in 100-meter finals. Good morning, caller. Turn your radio down. Morning, caller. Ooh, I could hear me, but I can't hear you, caller. I'm sorry about that. Okay, Strawn qualifies first global final.
Yeah, man, she running today.
Big deal.
40.
Taylor missed out on triple jump final. Nairn injured, and our boy Stevie Gardner
gone for the season, dog.
Injured. Aye. Don't watch nothing. Stevie. Otterbaugh finishes 33rd overall in women's javelin. An excellent showing for the 20-year-old.
Yeah, that's it. Like, she only 20, so, you know, she got time.
She's trailblazing. And I think that is all we're going to touch on today. Let's close it out with NFL preseason.
Yeah, boy, the NFL is back.
Look here, Michael Strawn and the Colts beat the Bears 24-17. The Bahamas' second favorite team, the Steelers versus the Bills. Steelers pull out 27-15.
Oh, Lord, I just heard just now. Somebody just told me.
Yeah, you heard about that, eh?
Anthony been to sack, too.
Look at God. Look at
these sackers everywhere, man. Like y'all don't go to another school, eh?
Y'all just a sack trailblazing, winning up all the awards, trying to be the smartest. I mean, I ain't mad at you. That's what life is all about.
God.
Plus, you know what SAC have?
Mm-hmm.
Madeira Bach.
SAC is a cult school, Bahamas.
No, you can't sing that. I rebuke that. Listen, Dolphins versus, let me get you mad at something else. Dolphins versus Texans 28-3.
Yeah, the Dolphins actually won a game.
Yeah, Texans
they
ain't nobody.
They are the preseason
champions.
Preseason champions, and they are the off-season gods. They always get the best players and never do nothing with them.
Tua,
50 years.
I hope you rest all summer.
Yes.
49ers versus Broncos 21-20.
Hey,
carrying on bad.
On the right track, Trey Lance is now the third stringer. We game with Purdy. We go in with Sam Darnold, and I hope we do keep Trey. I hope we do keep him groomed, but there's a good chance he goes to the Falcons, the Bucks, maybe even backs up AR-12 with the Jets.
Somebody said people who are 80 still talking about being in SAC. Please clarify, under our laws, Clay is a born Bahamian and not naturalized, even though he was born in the States. He was born inside marriage to a Bahamian father. We will clarify that for next week.
Sure
Aaron, could you please play Don't Cry For Me, Argentina, for all the Argentinians. Come in at some point in the day. Please put that on the thing. Somebody say SAC is also good at recruiting athletes. And I say, well, so be it.
Yeah, give free lunch or something.
Give them an opportunity to excel if you can.
Yeah, free lunch.
Seahawks versus Cowboys to close it out.
Cowgirls.
Did they pull it out?
Cowgirl. I don't care.
I think 22-14.
There's girls.
And Buccaneers versus Jets 13-16. Buccaneers doing it without my Bahamian cousin Tom Brady.
Yeah, man. You know, Baker Mayfield is now their starting quarterback. That's why I say the Bucs may be in the running to get Trey Lance, our third string quarterback.
Yeah, dear callers, I apologize. I couldn't get to you. My producer playing that music.
Yeah,
that means it's time to go.
Yeah.
Mr. Sawyer, thank you very much. I'm glad that we both back in the studio at the same time.
Yeah.
Now, let's see who can get downstairs to them Gannett place.
One.
Have a great day, Bahamas.
Get set.
Go.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.